There's an amnesty program going on that I had no idea in the great state of Illinois that you were saying that they're actually doing a great job reaching out to Illinoisians who owe the state. Is that the right word?
Wow.
Illinoisans?
Illinoisans? Yeah. All right, whatever.
You sound annoyed.
Well, I'm just Mr. Wordsmith over there. You know, well, he's an attorney, so he's never wrong. The folks in Illinois who owe the state money, there's an amnesty program. You want to dive deep?
They've had this amnesty program before. They pop it up every 5 years or something like that. And usually nobody knows about it. Nobody hears about it. And I think what you said, I think they're doing a good job now because everybody's, if you owe the Illinois money, they're sending you a notice and telling you, hey, you owe us this. I have a client. She has a bill from the Illinois Department of Revenue for $3,095.07. And she can settle it now for $443.30.
Wow. Well, so it go from 3,000 what?
$3,095 to $443.
11%, 12%. That's not bad. That's
amazing.
That's pretty damn good.
And she didn't do anything. They contacted her. I got another client, owes over $20,000. He can settle for $7,000.
Okay, hold on. So we're always cautious about getting calls from the IRS. Mm-hmm. We always say on this show, mm-hmm. the IRS isn't going to call you, so don't take the calls. Are you saying now that the state of Illinois is calling? Or are they
they're sending you a notice.
They're sending you a letter. Yes. Okay, yes. In the mail.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's obviously, and of course, you can direct where your payment goes, so you're not paying somebody that's just saying, hey, send me some money, and you send them the money, right? And you can contact them. You can pay with on mytaxillinois.com.
Okay, so there's a
website. .gov, it is.
There's a website on the letter,
yes.
Okay, that states that you owe this, and our listeners can be confident that it's true blue and it's true, not a scam.
First off, if you owe the Illinois, you probably know it because Illinois is very aggressive in collecting. You know, I always say the IRS is the biggest collection agency in the world, but Illinois is more aggressive than even the feds. They really come after you. The only good part about owing Illinois instead of if you owe the federal government too is you owe them a lot less,
mm-hmm.
because the tax is a lot less. But they are very aggressive at collecting. It's harder to come up with a deal with Illinois than it is with the IRS.
But this opportunity they have right now, that's an amazing opportunity for our listeners.
Now every tax
that owe the state money,
every tax that you owe them is not in the amnesty program. You'd have to make sure that if you owe them, it's the kind of tax that is in the amnesty program, like income tax is. And so if you have, again, if you owe Illinois money, you probably know it. And now they're sending you this bill and saying, hey, this is what you owe us. We'll take this. And really what it is the principal, whatever you owed. Almost everybody that I help with taxes will always say, I don't mind paying the tax, but it's the penalties and interest that I don't want to pay. Well, that's what, unfortunately, if you're going to have to pay it unless you can prove that you can't.
So a $400 tab, okay, it's gone up to a $3,100 yeah. bill, right? A $400, an original debt of $400 has now ballooned to right under $3,100.
Yeah.
How many years does it take? Just ballpark, is it a 5 year
I think this is a 2018.
Wow.
Yeah,
7 years.
2018, 2019 tax that's out there. So, and then again, penalties and it adds up. Right?
Can I tell you what happened to me?
Certainly.
Okay, so my accountant got my tax returns done. I was on extension. I had a bunch of partnerships. So it came in 2 weeks before the 15th, I think October 1st, Tony sent it in. Boom, filed electronically, bingo, bongo, went in. Paid my bill, gone. 2 weeks later, I get what?
You paid your bill in October?
Yeah, I paid whatever I owed them. I paid my estimated ones, okay. But then after he finished my final...
That's all, just checking.
Yeah, no, after he after he finalized my Illinois and my federal, I owed more, so I paid it, okay? I get a letter 10 days, 2 weeks later, saying that income calculation was off, I owe them this, bam! I owe them a tax bill. I owe them a penalty, right? So I'm not going to argue. I just went online, I wrote a check to the state, and then... The federal, I went online, I paid it, it's done. Okay? State of Illinois, right? Cook County, no problem. Don't have to send a tax bill out, doesn't get penalized, you still have your job. I just want to bring that up, Okay. Again, I'm just bringing up that if I underestimate my undercalculate my CPA makes a mistake. I'm like, hey Tony, can we throw in a couple extra bucks next year? I'd rather get money back than owe them money. They'd have to pay a penalty on top of that. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. I was able to pay it. It's done. But that's just another point that the federal government, Cook County, can do whatever the hell they want without a problem. Mm-hmm. But what you and I do something wrong, we get the enema. Okay.
I talk about this a lot because now that they can track things so much easier than they ever have before.
Sure.
I'm getting a lot of people who are getting from Illinois too. You didn't pay your estimated tax right. You're getting a penalty. So you file your tax return, you pay according to the tax return, and then you get a bill from Illinois that says you didn't pay your estimated taxes enough. Now you owe us a penalty.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, they're tracking it so much more than they ever could before.
Right. Steve, phone number real quick. We're running
312-664-6649. Go to fightbacknow.com. Get on my daily email list.
All right. Louis Shapiro coming up next from Redo Cabinets. This is the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line 312-981-7200. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.